This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. Okay, the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 8.85, up 3.5 on the open. March, $9, up 4.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8.86, make it 8.66, up 7 on the open. March, 8.82, up a quarter. May, 8.76, up 4.5. July, 7.30, up 2. September at 7.38, up 5.5 on the open. December corn opened at 3.88.5, up 1.5 on the open. Make that 1.25. March, 4.06.25, up 1.75. May, 4.15.75, up 3/4. July, 4.25, up 1. September, 4.30, up 1. December, 4.35, unchanged. March of 2009, 4.41, unchanged on the open. January beans opened at 11.04, up 7.25 on the open. March, 11.21, up 7.5. May, 11.27, up 7.25. July, 11.29, up 6.5. August, 11.02, up 2. November, 11.33, up 5.5. January of 2009, 10.33.5, up 6.5 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 2.94, up 1.80 on the open. January, 2.98, up 1.40. December soybean oil opened at 46.50, up 37 on the open. January, 47.05, up 47. In the livestock, December live cattle open at 95.10, up 10 on the open. February, 97, down 5. April, 97.90, down 2.5. June, 93.55, unchanged. January feeders open at 109.35, down 22.5 on the open. March, 109.95, down 20. December lean hogs open at 55.20, up 32.5 on the open. February, 63.17.5. Up 35, and February pork bellies open at 92 even, up 52.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
I don't want to put any restraints at all on what you might tell me today. I want to leave it wide open and just ask you, generally speaking, technically speaking, where is the soy market headed by the end of the year?
Well, the market is vulnerable. There's some technical formations. There's some technical indicators that suggest that the soybean market may be vulnerable to some kind of setback. But when you look at the current chart pattern, I mean, we've been basically hugging an uptrend line that basically started back in mid-August. You connected that kind of to the early October low. We came close to penetrating it a couple times there in late November, late October, early November. But since then, we've been in a much stronger up mode. Couple price objectives that I had here, kind of looking at the lead option chart, was one was this 11.07 area. We've kind of exceeded that here by a couple pennies. We're currently here at this 11.05, $11 area. So I think we're right at a point here where this market has met an objective, and we're starting to see, you know, some resistance here. The next up objective could be up there, probably in that 11.50. Soybeans do have a tendency to kind of move in 50-cent pieces. So if we would clear this $11 area here fairly strongly, then I suppose technicians will begin to start taking a look here about this 11.51. But I think, you know, there are some caution signs here, but I think the thing that everybody needs to kind of watch is probably the value of the dollar. Now, the dollar has been showing some strength here over the past couple days here. I think it's more of a function of being the last week of November. We're seeing some short profit taking. The key here will be what the dollar does, I think, next week once we get this round of short covering activity out of the way, whether or not this is the start of a bottom and a period of consolidation or if the dollar would go on into new lows. I think that kind of tells you where the soybeans as well as crude oil, as well as corn, as well as wheat, everything is going to go. I think the dollar right now is one of the key factors. There's a whole bunch of factors, but that's the one I think, or that's the one that I'm watching the most on, Dave.
All right, then let's go ahead and look at that U.S. dollar from a technical standpoint. We have pulled out of a bottom that was sort of a V-bottom pattern that was set there on the, I believe, about the, well, it was the 23rd of November. And we have been showing some technical strength now. Are technicians looking for prices above, say, 76-ish in order to confirm this bottom pattern?
Well, yeah, that'd be the first step, would be that we would go above the early November highs here, which is somewhere around 76.15, thereabouts or something like that. So that would definitely be the first point. To see whether or not we could validate. Now, there is some divergences on the RSI indicators and stochastic indicators that suggest that's going to happen, that we're going to pop out that 76.15 area. Now, the key here will be follow through, and I think you have to have a fundamental reason why the dollar would strengthen. And at this point, the first thing that comes in mind is that you'd probably have to see some action out of the Fed that would reinforce the idea that they're not going to lower interest rates any further, and they may even be in position to maybe raise interest rates. That is, that would, I think, change the underlying complexion of the dollar. Without that, and speculation that the interest rates may go lower, I think that just tees up the dollar to go on down and make new lows before the end of the year.
And if that happens and we go back to that soybean market, what might the downside technical objectives be?
Well, downside price objective on a dollar or the beans?
On the beans.
Well, if the dollar would strengthen, you say, or weaken?
If it would weaken.
If it would weaken, we would go on up, I think, and try out the 1150 area, which would be the next, upside price objective on the January.
And then if it strengthens, we're looking downside?
Strengthen, I suppose you would probably say that the bean market is vulnerable to maybe upwards of a 50-cent decline. So we would go back to this 1050-ish area, I suppose, if the dollar would strengthen. But I think at this time, you almost have to favor that the dollar will probably continue in its downward.
All right, we have a few more minutes remaining. Let's look at the corn market technically, putting
corn
in some strength here lately.
Corn market probably, from a technical perspective, needs to go on up through this early November high points that we had here around this 392, 393, depending upon whether or not you're looking at a pit session chart or an electronic chart. Otherwise, you kind of got a little double top type formation here in this corn market. And the market is beginning to find a little resistance here. But I think technically if you want to take this market on higher, that has to kind of happen here fairly soon, by the early part of next week or by the time the new month starts. Or otherwise, I think then we would maybe begin to get into a holiday-type trade. And then you have December futures entering expiration here. So what we might see is some kind of a roll-down effect in the corn market where the March futures assumes the lead futures contract somewhere in the 390s or upper 380s, kind of where the December corn futures has been. So it kind of looks like we'll probably – We've got a couple of weeks to wait on that, but that's where we really need to go. I think if you do that, then you begin to open up the door for a pushback above the $4 area on the lead option chart.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. December wheat now trading 8.92, up 10.5 at the Board of Trade. December wheat at 8.69.5, up 10.5. July 7.37, up 9. December corn 3.87.25, unchanged. March 4.04.25, down a quarter. May 4.14.75, down a quarter. December at 4.33, down 2. January beans 10.98.5, up 1.75. March 11.15, up 1.5. May 11.22, up 2.25. You're listening to WILL Urbana in the studio. Focus 580 host David Inch.
Hi, Dave.
First hour, sir.